We're going to look again tonight in Luke chapter 2. We're actually going to continue the message that we began Sunday morning, and then we're going to give you several more things that bring great joy. And of course, the title of our message was Good Tidings of Great Joy. And so I want to begin reading with chapter 2, verse 8. Of course, this is a familiar passage, but we would like to share it again with you this evening. The Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you that ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with them with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." So our title tonight is the continued title from Sunday morning, is Good Tidings of Great Joy. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for all that you do for us, the day that you've blessed us with. We do ask your help tonight. We do need your help. And so, Father, I pray that you'll bless. Speak to hearts, Lord, we pray. And, Lord, I do pray again for that's on our prayer list, the needs of every person, the unspoken prayer requests, the youth, and so many things. But, Lord, we just pray that we'll take this time that you have for us, and, Lord, that we'll focus on you, and that we'll find our joy in you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we see a lot of tragedies that are in this world. There's a recent tragedy that took place yesterday that was very close to the next county over and in the school system. And there's some things that I had actually heard about that, that was really a tragedy. And from what I understand, it was potentially a staged thing. And that there's a video, that is going to circulate and showed the actual event that had taken place. I know someone firsthand that has seen the video because their children go there. And in reality, it's a tragedy. All that's taking place. I was telling, I believe it was Brother Glenn, you know, when I was in school, the biggest thing you had to worry about was, people having fist fights. Now you're talking about people having guns, knives, and, no different than you, during the times that we were in school, and you see, how that, people get angry, there were clubs and all those kind of things back then. But right now, there's no respect for life. A person's willing to take a life just as quick as anything else, just as quick as walking across the street. And we see it more because of the media. We see it more because of social media. We see it more because, it's through the airways and in multiple ways. But in reality, it's a tragedy. But I even look back through the scriptures, and even during the time of Jesus' birth, there were still those that were taking lives. If you go back during the time of the wise men and how the wise men had told Herod that they had come to find Jesus. And then he said, hey, let me know where he's at so I can come and worship him. And I'm paraphrasing. But when the wise men went a different direction, and that's what Jesus will do for you, cause you to go in a different direction. But when the wise men did that, then he got very angry and he took a lot of people's lives, a lot of babies' lives. So I think it's just magnified so much because of the airways, and there's easy access to bad news. As I mentioned Sunday, we can get news so quickly anymore that if we allow these things to control us or to discourage us to the point, then it will make an individual not even want to go out of their house. I mean, it's just, if we allow those things to control us. But if we focus on Him, we can find joy. If we focus on Him. You know, we can't control what others do. We can pray, and we can pray for God's intervention, and we can pray, and I challenge us to do that. But yet, sin is out there, as it's always been, and there's no respect for life. There's no respect for individuals. And even when it comes to believers, and I think I mentioned this Sunday morning, that it's so important that we protect our testimony. Even in the roughest situations, to protect us, to protect our testimonies. If you go through the Bojangles drive-thru and they don't give you your biscuit, when you go back in there and want your biscuit, be careful, because you're still carrying the name of Jesus. I challenge you to get your biscuit because you paid for it. But be careful how you do it. When we were going to Manna and we took the youth out to different events, the youth leader at the time, when we were pastoring there, the youth leader would always say, remember who you represent. And that's how we should live every day. As much that is going on, remember who we represent and remember our testimony. But what kind of great joy do we have in Christ? The Bible says, I bring you good tidings of great joy. The first thing I mentioned Sunday morning was it brings great joy because of it banishes fear. The Bible says, fear not. And fear is a joy robber. Fear is a joy robber. And so he was saying, fear not. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. The second thing I mentioned was the announcement brings great joy because of it. It conquers the fear, and where fear reigns, there is no real joy. Where fear reigns, there's no real joy, because the Bible says, great joy. There's great joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's great joy in Him. Our joy is not in the world. Our joy is not in things. Our joy is not in, events, because there's sadness all around. There's disappointments. And needless to say, just like there is every year, there's going to be more disappointments even this Christmas in some people's lives. There's going to be disappointments. I don't know why it is, but it seems like that during the holiday season, there's a lot of sickness. There's a lot of people with health issues. There's, you know, in a lot of cases, the emergency rooms are full, or maybe you plan to have someone there and someone isn't able to come because of something came up. There's disappointments, but when we focus on what our real joy is, this great joy, then it will conquer the fears. Fear is the greatest, and I mentioned this Sunday, fear is the greatest enemy of joy. Fear is the greatest enemy of joy. And the greatest joy that we have, the greatest joy, is knowing Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That is the greatest joy. Not only is that the greatest joy, that's the greatest blessing. And that's also our greatest hope, is knowing Jesus Christ. But number three, and this is kind of where we left off on Sunday, number three, and I've got several, so I won't take too long tonight. But number three, good tidings of great joy, it brings joy, this news brings joy because it's for all people. It's for all people. Notice what it says again. Which shall be to all people. I'd like us to consider tonight that this is God's plan. God had a plan. You know, we might have plans and plans change. We might have plans and plans get interrupted. But when God has a plan, He has the perfect timing. He has the perfect plan. And He's the one that makes sure the plan is complete. Jesus Christ was God's plan. God has the answer to man's sin, and that is Jesus Christ. God has the answers to man's sin. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it also says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. All. Yes, all have sinned and come short. That's every single person. That's it doesn't matter what nationality or what country or what where they come from or what bloodline you have and all those things. It doesn't matter because it says all have sinned. So all have sinned. But it also says whosoever, which is in that same category, whosoever. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I don't have to follow a certain bloodline. A certain bloodline to that has to be followed. It's a whosoever. Now, I am thankful for the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. So number four, it brings joy because it emphasizes the value of an individual. I just shared with you, and you probably heard on the news about the tragedy that took place because there's no value in people. There's no value. The world says there's no value in a person. But that ain't what Jesus says. That ain't why Jesus came. It says to all people, which tells me it brings us joy because you matter. You matter to Him. You matter. Have you ever had a time in your life that you just feel like that you can't do anything right? And it just seems like there's every way you turn, every way that, you know, and it just things aren't being worked, things don't work out. And there's been a time in your life that you just felt kind of useless. Well, you ain't useless to the Lord. He cares. The gospel is for all people. The Bible says, for unto you is for all people. We are more than just a number in a crowd. More than just a number in a crowd. You can work for a public job and even in the world, you can, let's just kind of put it this way. You can work for many, many years and you could help that company and work for that company, but as soon as you're not benefiting them anymore, They don't need you. You can take the greatest sports player or, you know, of someone who's very good, and as soon as that person is not benefiting, they get pushed by the side or to the side. But you know, the Lord loves us just as much today as He did yesterday. And not only does He love us just as much today as He did yesterday, He loves us just as much today as He will tomorrow. Because we are important to Him. And that announcement says, "For unto you is born this day." For unto you is born. That makes it individual, the value of an individual. And I'm convinced of this. If I was the only one, I believe that Jesus would have still died on the cross. When one soul gets saved, and I was telling Brother Glenn that I'm thankful for the internet ministry that we have, because you don't know who all's listening. You don't know who all's, you know, watching. And if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, if this service or any service that we have touches a heart and someone comes to know Christ as their personal Savior, it's worth every amount of effort it takes to put it on the airways. Brother Tim's ministry, as far as passing out tracts and going to every country, as many miles, and he was talking about it Sunday morning, that didn't you say you were in the air about 40 hours or something like that in this last trip?
20 takeoffs
and yeah. And so all the hours, if he was able to pass out a tract and someone come to know Jesus Christ, then it was worth it. It was worth it. You see, that's the value. That's the value of an individual, and that's the value and brings great joy in this announcement, because it says, "For unto you," making it personal. It's personal. It's an individual. As I said before, and I mentioned it not too long ago, but I don't want to be a statistic. I want to be an individual. You know, and so, you know, even Christ preached one of his greatest messages to an individual. John chapter 3, the Bible says, "There was a man of a Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jew. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with you," or be with him. "And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born, he cannot see the kingdom of God.' Nicodemus saith unto him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time into a mother's womb and be born?' And Jesus answered, 'Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.' Verse 7 says, 'Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again.'" You see, that is the announcement that Christ, and the message that Christ was preaching, and it was to an individual. I think about the woman at the well, and we won't take time to read that, but I think about the woman at the well. It was an individual. It was an individual. So we might get discouraged about some things, and we might get discouraged if we look at a lot of numbers and a lot of different things, and we might get discouraged, but I believe that if one person gets closer to God, one person comes to know Jesus Christ, it's worth every ounce of effort that we put forth getting the message out. Galatians 2, verse 20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not yet I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, that's all about the individual. And that's why this announcement brings joy. That's why the shepherds, the shepherds went and wanted to see him. Or see this thing that, as the Bible says, the message is bringing joy because it emphasizes Jesus. It emphasizes Jesus. It takes everybody's mind off of everything around them. They were working. They were taking care of their flock. They had jobs to do and they had all those things. But this announcement was emphasizing Jesus Christ. And there should be a time in our life. We have busy lives and we all have a lot of things to do. But there should be a time every single day that we focus on Jesus Christ and set everything else aside. We know that Jesus was a good preacher, teacher, healer. He was king. But most importantly, he is Savior. He is Savior. I want to read to you Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. The Bible says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing him he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The emphasis is on Jesus. I can't help but ask, do you know him personally? Do you know him personally, in a personal way? Have you asked Christ into your life? Number six, it brings joy because it glorifies God. It takes all emphasis off of man. And it glorifies God. Verse 13 says, and suddenly there was with them the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. This message, the message of Jesus, brings joy because it shows his grace, it shows his love, it shows his compassion, and it shows his gift to all mankind. Grace, love, compassion, and the greatest gift was announced, which brings joy. Which brings joy. It offers hope to a lost and dying world, and it offers that same hope today as it did when this announcement was made, because it's to all people. Some might believe that there's another way. Some might teach that there's another way. But there's only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and following, it says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, and I say, I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. You see, there's only one message, and that's the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Regardless of what other religions might teach, regardless of whatever, what man's might say, in Galatians, it says, let him be accursed. Because Jesus is the message that Jesus saves. that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and he shed his blood. You see, that's why it brings joy. It's joy because he did it for you and he did it for me. This announcement is truly good news because it gives God the glory. If we tried to put our hands in it and tried to add to it, take away, or make it better, we would make it a mess. We need to keep our hands off and preach Jesus saves, because that's the only message that brings people hope, is Jesus. He's done the finished work. And that's why this is good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. You see, that's where our joy comes from. Our joy doesn't come in this life, for this life, but our joy comes with knowing Jesus Christ in this life. That's what brings us joy. Even in the midst of this crooked world, in this sin-cursed world, we can have joy. And that's why it's great joy, because Jesus is the answer. And then number 7, this message brings joy because it gives lasting peace. It gives lasting peace. Verse 14 says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards man. There may not be a lot of peace in the world, but I believe peace comes from Jesus to the individual. That's where we find our peace. Jesus is our peace. He alone is the giver of peace. In this announcement that's given here, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He's still changing lives today, and for that I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the joy that we have in Jesus. And that's where we find our joy. Life is full of disappointments. Life is full of life-changing events. But our joy is found in Jesus. That's why it's good tidings. And that's why it's great joy, because it allows us and causes us to focus on Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for the joy that we have in Jesus. Help us, Lord, to have joy as we live in this world with so many things going on. Help us to not take for granted the joy that you give us. Help us to not take for granted the gospel, the thing that changed our life. Father, help us to not take for granted all that you do for us each and every day. But help us to love you more. Help us to praise you more. And help us to understand that our joy is in you. So, Father, I pray that you help us, bless us, and we thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.